Hi, joining us on KMBR 680, always a pleasure to see him here. I call him Mr. Baseball, and that is Ken Rosenthal. Kenny, Yasiel Puig, I just watch him play, and it brings me back to the old Brooklyn Dodger days of number 24 against him, and that was Willie Mays. Let me get your thought on Puig.
Well, I hadn't thought of that comparison, Marty, but and you've certainly seen him a lot more than I have. But at the same time, the athleticism, the all-around ability, certainly that is reminiscent of guys like Mays. I think of Jackie Robinson, a guy who played with abandon. Now, more currently, you think of Bo Jackson because of the physical strength, and even Cespedes. So it's kind of hard. He's his own guy, and it's only 1 month so far, a little over 1 month. But he's certainly a fascinating, compelling guy. I hope he doesn't hurt himself out there because he runs into walls. And he also does some things instinctively that are not the greatest on the bases. Yeah. But he sure is fun to watch. And every night it's something else.
He takes over the game when he gets on the field, whether it's hitting a ball to right field, going first to third. As you say, coaches don't seem to matter. Cutoff men don't seem to matter. And in a way, that was Willie.
Yes, and from what I know of Willie, and again, I didn't see him play as much as a lot of people, but I thought instinctively he had really good instincts. This guy needs to develop those instincts. He's a little more raw than Willie was, certainly later in his career. But at the same time, he has the physical gifts and the athletic tools to outrun his instincts when necessary, outperform his instincts, and it all seems to come together for him. It's hard to imagine that he's not going to have this incredible tail off soon, but it hasn't happened yet, and I'm still waiting for it. We all are. And here he keeps playing every day and playing really well.
Well, if he doesn't have a fall off, we'll call Ted Williams and get his head unfrozen and talk to him about it because he's the last guy to hit 400. Ken Rosenthal with us. Always a pleasure to have you on. I love listening to you on TV. This division, and everyone says, oh, the division is this, it is that. But you know, the Giants, 16 and 30 in 46 games, 15 and 30 on the road. I don't care what division you're in. Those are numbers that bother me.
No, they should bother you, Marty. There's no question about it. They've got to play better.
Yeah.
I see them playing better. This has to be the bottom. They're the Giants. They're the team that has won two of the last three World Series, admittedly with some different characters, and admittedly also, who knows what toll those World Series took on some of the pitchers. Okay. But at the same time, we've seen Kane come around. They get Vogelsong back, and if he pitches better, then you start to see the rotation come together again, and that's where it all begins. From there, they've got to hit as well.
Yeah.
And the thing with Pablo, I don't get. It seems like no one's hitting right now. So, again, I don't expect all that to continue. And you make a trade or two, you get Vogelsong back. Who knows? But right now, they're hard to watch, let's face it. And they're in a division, fortunately for them, that hasn't gotten away from them. And that really is their consolation.
It's not easy to do the post-game show, I want to tell you. Believe me, it's not simple after you go through a streak like they just went through on the road. But they're home, 42 home games over the next 3 months, and they have to play well at home. Ken Rosenthal with us. Ken, this division, to me, is going to be very active in the trade mart. I don't know what the Giants are going to do. I don't know if there's an easy fix for them out there until the guys they have start producing. But I look at the Diamondbacks, I look at the Dodgers, even Colorado. They know they have a shot to win this thing. I think those are the teams that are going to be active.
I believe that every team in this division will be active, assuming that San Diego gets back to where it was earlier. They've gone through a little bit of a spell themselves, and they're getting Cabrera back this weekend, and that will be helpful for them. But at least in the early talks, they've all been active.
Yeah.
Now, who ultimately makes the move that trumps everyone else, that remains to be seen, and whether the Padres and Rockies actually are aggressive, that remains to be seen. Even the Giants, you don't know what they'll do. Their prospect pool is not the greatest, as we know, and I'm not sure they can look at themselves right now and say, wow, let's go for it. But at the same time, we're about a month away from the deadline still, Marty, and so much can happen. So I'm not sure just yet what will happen, but I would expect these teams, yes, to be very much aggressive.
You know, it's interesting. Today, Saturday, the All-Star teams are going to be named at the end of the day. And I saw on all the different sites the predictions for the All-Star team. Jason Stark had a big column about it today. I was looking at, and only Posey, maybe as a backup, and maybe a gentle Scudero as a reserve, and that's it for the Giants. And this Bruce Bochy's the manager. Can he let this happen?
That's a very good question. I had only Posey on my team as well. Now, you can make a case for Bumgarner.
Yeah.
You can make a case for Pence, and certainly Scudero. Not great cases in some of those instances, but you can make that case. I have a hard time believing it will be just one, but at the same time, when you look at who is most deserving, probably they deserve just one.
Yeah.
So, again, he is the National League manager. To the victor belongs the spoils. We know that from past experience. So we'll see. But right now, it's not like they're going to have five or six, put it that way.
Well, this will set a record for a World Series manager taking two of his players, one voted in pretty much by the players, and the other one just as sort of a lifetime achievement award for Marco Scooter. But we'll see. The middle of the country. We saw the Reds, of course, Homer Bailey. I've always liked the Reds team. The Cardinals, very, very aggressive, good hitting team. Young pitching that I'm not sure will last the whole season. And then you get the Pirates and Clint Hurdle. He chews on that gum and whatever he's chewing on and doesn't seem to ever change. And he's got a shot with his Pirate team.
Yes, he does. And people keep asking, are they for real? Well, the Giants just saw them. They got a dose of them, and they're pretty good. Now, their offense is a little bit short, and you could use probably another reliever as hard as they've used their bullpen. But that said, I like them a lot. They're deeper than in the past. They're more athletic than in the past. And we talk about all-star teams. I had five Pirates on my team. So that reflects, obviously, their excellent play so far. Can they collapse the way they have the last 2 years? That's the question everyone keeps asking. I say no. I say they're in this till the end, and it would be a great thing for Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh, which has suffered for so long with all those consecutive losing seasons, to get this team finally over the hump.
The curse of losing Barry Bonds. They haven't done anything since then. One last thought for you. And, of course, doing the shows last week, I always look to see how teams do during the month of June. And during the month of June, I'm looking at the Giants' offense, and it's right at the bottom of the National League. But you know who was right there with them? The Nationals. They were right there with them. And I finally understood why they haven't been able to really challenge the Braves. That's a team to watch in the second half.
No, you're right. And they've been an even bigger enigma than the Giants, really. Yeah. The Giants have had some injuries, some poor performances. Okay. The Nationals, they lost Harper for a time. But aside from that, and they lost Worth for a time, but they've been largely healthy. And they just haven't performed offensively the way they did last season at all. Their bullpen has also been a little bit more suspect. I still think they have a run in them. I can't imagine then that they're not going to at least mount some threat to the Braves. But so far, we have not seen it.
No, I agree. And they got the catcher back. And I remember Davey Johnson, they said, well, what do you want for July 4th? What, as a gift, he said, I want Ramos.
Well, he got him, and he had a big first game. So certainly that's a big piece because Suzuki was wearing down.
Yes, he was. Kenny, always nice to have you. Pleasure seeing you here in San Francisco. Ken Rosenthal, one of the best on MLB and Fox and wherever else you are. Every time I turn it on, you're somewhere.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. Always nice to be here.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.